50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
But you're more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Principals and people.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we have somebody special on the line that's going to give us a Hurricane Harvey update. Bun B's on the line. What up, Bun?
Bun, what's up, my brother? Be praying for you and yours down there, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been, you know, the coastal cities and obviously Houston the last couple of days. So now I'm dealing with the ramifications of my hometown, possibly dealing with disaster.
Now, what can people be doing to help right now? Because I know there's a lot of discrepancies as far as donating money, donating clothes. What do you think has been most effective?
I think it's a combination of both. You know, we definitely, you know, they're going to need money to help rebuild and stuff. But rebuilding is a process that takes months and years. There's an immediate need for resources in the city, primarily water, food. And the more and more I'm hearing, it's not just food, because I'm not a pet person, but they need cat food, they need dog food, they need pads for the animals. Kids need, you know, books, arts and crafts, things that can keep their minds preoccupied.
Right.
And elderly, invalid people, a lot of them are leaving their wheelchairs behind, especially if they get rescued by a boat, because the wheelchair simply won't fit. So those people need, you know, wheelchairs and medical beds and all these kind of things that, you know, not to mention everything that they've lost in their homes. But there's a website called drivetexas.org, and that shows you everywhere where roads are closed, where streets are impassable, what's, you know, the streets are, you know, damaged, that kind of thing, flooded areas. But that's been the best way to kind of navigate the streets.
Bun, if you had to recommend, you know, a charity or an organization that's actually in the field for people to donate to that we know the money going to get directly to the people, do you have any recommendations right now? Whether it's up in Houston, Port Arthur, anybody?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great charities out there. I tell people to stick with faith-based organizations.
Faith-based organizations, got you.
Yeah, yeah. Find it. You know, there's a lot of churches that are active. The Church of Bethel's Family is active in the city. Star of Hope is active in the city. So there's a lot of different places. If you go to my wife's Instagram page, at 1UGKYC, you'll find a link to one. And we'll be putting up more as the day goes on. And we're making, you know, major steps and, you know, taking major chances to try to help these people down here. So,
and, you know, this relief effort will be going on for more than just the immediate future. It's going to be going on for years. So people can always, I'm sure, lend a hand as far as volunteering, as far as donating. I'm sure it's not something that even if you can't do anything at this moment, you can continue.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, well, one of the major charity organizations, one that we're going to be using, they worked with Facebook for Hurricane Sandy, and they were there for almost 5 years,
right,
in that community. Like, some of the last people just left because they don't just come in and rebuild homes and give money and stuff like that. They deal in social services as well. There's going to be some people severely traumatized from what they've dealt with over the last couple of days.
Absolutely.
Specifically the children and the older people. And we worry about people's homes and their clothes and stuff like that, but we don't worry about people's minds. That's something that a lot of people are going to have to deal with,
right,
based on what they've seen, what they've been through. And it's not a normal thing to have to, you know, retreat to your attic because you got 6 feet of water in your house, especially if you're a 5-year-old kid or you're 80-year-old woman. You know, you don't go to sleep regularly after that for a couple of days. So
right,
we've got to protect ourselves physically, and we've got to protect ourselves mentally right now. People need to talk to their children and, you know, make sure they understand where they are mentally, based on what they've seen, what they've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And just know where your people are at right now, or know where your loved ones are at mentally, not just physically. Find out where they are mentally and make sure that we can help to address these things, because this isn't normal. What people are seeing, what they're going through, this is far from normal.
Wow. Well, keep us updated to everything and whatever we can do, whether we can send money, supplies, food, where we can tell people how to help. Please, you know, keep us abreast. Let us know what's going on at all times.
Yeah, man. Salute to Port Arthur. Salute to Texas. Whatever we can do to help, Bun, let us know, please. I'm definitely going to put some change in your on the bio on your wife's Instagram.
Absolutely.
Man, I appreciate y'all just giving me a little platform and trying to spread the word. word, because I know people see a lot of images on TV, but this is a serious, serious humanitarian situation that we have here. It's going to take the humanity of our fellow men to help us rebuild our city. And the reality is it's a new normal from here on. A man had to watch 6 people from his family drown in front of him because the van got overswept, and he was able to kind of grab something, but then as he grabbed it to pull himself out, the van was overtaken, and no one should have to watch their family die. Like, it's tragic, man. It's real tragic. And there's thousands and thousands of stories like this that we're just slowly and slowly starting to hear more and more about. But I have strong faith in God that we'll get over this and get through this.
Thank you,
Bun. Thank you for checking in again, Bun.
Yeah, we appreciate
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, guys. The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
What's your name, bro?
Ever.
Ever, man. You got kicked out the crib, man. Your girl kicked you out the crib. What happened?
So I used to know this girl or whatever, and she, you know, we used to be friends, but we were never like an item or nothing. You know, we would just talk. She was just a friend, and I hadn't talked to her in years. And all of a sudden, she got my number through somebody else and texted, you know, my phone. Well, it was my girl's phone, whatever, but I use it too, and she texted it. My girl just started tripping. She just started acting like it was my fault, like something had to happen. I'm like telling her we were just friends and nothing ever happened. But she's like tripping out and freaking out and talking about it's all my fault. And I had just gotten home from work, and all I ever do is just go to work and take care of my family, you know, and all of a sudden I'm getting thrown out.
My brother.
You know.
My brother. It's just me and you talking. It's just me. It's me and you, okay? Only person listening. Only person listening is Envy and Angela Yee. All right.
Yeah.
Did you smash the other chick? Come on now. Come on.
Nah, man. I'm telling you, man. I swear, I never smashed her, man.
You ain't do nothing. You ain't suck a nipple or nothing.
Nah, nothing. I'm
Good
telling
job.
You, nothing. I mean, she wanted to. You know, she want. I kind of.
Okay. You're stuttering too much.
What happened? Something happened.
I'm for real, man.
That woman didn't stick in, kick in for no reason. When a woman's spider sense kick in, something going on.
Did you flirt with her a little bit?
I mean, we might have flirted a little, you know what I mean?
It was never like,
I never actually did anything with her.
But you would have did it if you got the chance, though.
Don't lie to me, Craig.
Don't lie
to me. Your whole tone just changed. So what was you flirting for? What was the point of that?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That was a while back. That was a long time ago. I mean, you know,
His voice got higher when he definitely got higher, man. You sound like a lion.
You need to moonwalk out of that relationship with that other young lady, okay? Women spider senses don't go off for no reason.
Christian!
Hey, what's up? Good morning, guys.
You feeling blessed this morning, Christian?
Yeah, I'm super blessed, man.
Tell us about it.
I'm about to be in a relationship with 3 years with my girlfriend.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. That 3-year mark is great.
Yeah, we both, you know, grown, we got no kids, like, we going on an up and up, you know what I'm saying? Like, her name is Corinne, like, that's my baby, you know, like...
How old are you, sir? You know? How old are you?
I'm 26, sir.
Oh, okay, and how old is she?
She's 26, she's about to be 27.
No doubt. When you have kids, you're going to name them you know you like?
Yeah, it's going to be a junior. You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to sing for my baby, you know what I'm saying?
You want to sing for her?
Sing?
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Sing, go ahead, sing.
Oh, yeah. No.
Get out of here,
what
man.
Was that? What was that?
You try to hit that Casey and JoJo note real quick on the ass.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Pick up the mother phone and die. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
All right, what up, Envy? What up, Envy?
Well, you said what up, Envy, twice. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Charlotte, man. Listen, I'm blessed and I'm not blessed. Uh-oh. I'm both. Listen, my thing is I'm getting to it and I'm not letting nothing stop me, right?
I'm
talking to these little kids and I'm trying to teach them about gun violence and stopping the violence. You know, I got shot and I'm in a wheelchair. Mm. But I can't be active because my wheelchair is broke. You feel me? So I need help.
Hold on.
He can't move around because his wheelchair is broken.
All right. my leg on my wheelchair is messed up. You feel me? So I can't really move the way I need to.
Why you got legs on your wheelchair?
I thought it had wheels.
You know, I got to hold this leg up.
Stop trying to be funny, loser.
I'm asking a question. Oh, wow. I don't know what a leg is.
Nah, you hold this leg up, man.
Yeah, that I need help. I need a leg. Could you help me? Please, Unc.
I don't know what you're talking about. What is a leg on a wheelchair? I'm dead serious.
You mean
right?
Just the
thing that
on
you rest your foot on.
How much is that, bro? How much is that leg piece, bro?
I don't know. I need a new chair.
Oh, you need a new chair.
He needs a new chair because the leg piece is broken,
like
so he can't
really
put his leg up.
And I can't do nothing. Like, once I get a new chair, I swear to God, I'm going to be everywhere. Like, everywhere. I'm not going to stop until my name is on schools.
I hate the sound. I hate to be this guy, but how can we prove that you're in a wheelchair, sir?
What, you want me to send you pictures of me in a wheelchair?
It's a lot of dudes out here doing a lot of strange things for some change. You know how many, I'm going to be honest with you. You know how many GoFundMes I got from Houston yesterday? Regular people, like, sending me GoFundMes. I'm like, I don't even know if you're from Houston, bro. Like, I don't...
Look, Envy, I am the guy that seen you outside of the station that night in a chair.
Okay, Envy, do you recall?
I gave you the flash drive.
In a wheelchair? Do you remember that, Envy?
I don't remember that. When was that? Was it recently?
It was like last year in the summertime. I gave you a flash drive. Last summer, I was in a wheelchair.
I'm not going to lie. I run into a lot of people with wheelchairs that rap, but is there anything specific about you that I will remember?
I was by myself, and I had my homeboy. He was drunk.
Then you wasn't by yourself.
We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to talk to you, man.
What's your rapper name? You have an Instagram page or something?
All right. My name on Instagram is Big_Homie81SB.
81SB.
Free text on, man.
All right, well, check this. You know that's the homie. That's my guy. But listen, man, we're going to roll at this moment, but we're going to put you on hold.
Why you got to say that? He's not rolling.
We're
going
to talk to you.
He's not rolling. See that? Have a good morning. You hold on, though. Hold on, all right? He's stupid. Why you got to roll for him? Goodness.
He hung up?
We didn't want you to hang up. He hung up?
Oh, man.
I told him, hold on.
I don't know if this is him.
I don't know.
He only has 12 posts.
Call back, bro. We're going to see if we can help
you,
man.
And there's nothing in a wheelchair on here.
Oh, Lord. You never know. I'm telling you, people doing some strange things with some change nowadays, bro.
My goodness. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
Check out this Breakfast Club Rewind.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. I missed her last time. My daughter was in the hospital. I had to leave.
Yes.
But she's back, and I'm glad to see her. Miss Issa Rae.
Hey, I didn't get that last time, so I was so happy to hear that intro. Thank you for having me back.
You just found out some very important information.
Remember what happened when you started?
Hold on. Somebody who is friends with Issa Rae, they actually flew here from L.A. together to New York, gave us a little tidbit.
Her name is Regina Hall, and she said that Issa f***ed her way to the top. I don't know how true that is.
Is that true?
I'm just going to ask the question, Issa.
No, I did not f*** my way to the top. First of all, I'm not at the top, so I would have been a very poor f*** if that were the case.
So, hold on, you're incorrect. You have your very own show that you actually created and wrote and star in on HBO is kind of the top?
We just started, so we'll see.
Are you nervous?
I'm nervous, but I'm more excited than nervous this time around. I think season one, I was mad nervous.
Season one popped off so crazy.
Man.
People in love with you guys, and now you got to, this is like the sophomore jinx. Like,
Evie, why are you so
nervous?
Why
are you so
sophomore
jinx.
It was better when Evie wasn't here for this.
He just put it on you?
This is the 10. No, it is, but you tapped into all my insecurities.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you always have pressure coming into the second season because people are like, are you about to top season one? Is it going to go down? And that was one of the things, like, we focused on. Like, I didn't want to come out the gate, even just in the writer's room. It was just very clear that we want to keep it grounded and stay in these real people's heads and make sure that we're just telling an authentic story where it's not about twists and turns and how we can top ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I'm nervous, but I feel really strongly about all the stuff we're exploring this season.
Like what?
Like, one of the things I'm excited about, like, just a bunch of stuff that black women talk about but you don't get to see on TV. Like, we dabbled into the hoe phase.
Okay. Every woman has to go through their hoe phase.
I think there are three categories of women in the whole phase. There's like the first category of women. Not everybody partakes. Some women are just like, I wanna meet my king, or I wanna like keep it locked, or I wanna, I just wanna give it up to who's right in their specific category. Mm-hmm. They're those women. Then I think there's someone who engaged, mm-hmm. and they're like, I'm about to have fun. You know, I'm about to just go out there and I'm about to do me. I'm about to fuck all I can and get my numbers up. And some of those women are unfortunately relegated to a specific category in guys' eyes as hoes, and they can't get out of it. Like, they're just stuck being hoes and can't be.
But let's
and
be clear.
Maybe by choice. Well, maybe
clear,
by choice.
Because guys love women that they call hoes, too, at the same time.
Because guys
are hoes.
They're
quick to call you a hoe and still try to talk to you.
We don't want to know you a hoe. That's not true. We don't want to know.
But, I mean.
But it don't matter.
Yes, it does
matter. Even when you find out, y'all will still talk to a girl.
No, we'll still try to smash. But
some people end up married to them.
Some people, and that's I feel like that's the third category of women who are able
Something
to just like seamlessly, like they can double dutch into hoery and they get their fix and then they're out and they're done.
They jump out, right.
They jump out.
And what's the third phase?
That is the third phase.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll be interesting to see you on this season because you are single, not by choice.
Mm-hmm.
Still can't believe you
so
cheated on
So I guess
Lauren.
You're going to be dabbling in hoism.
I mean, I think you're going to see these characters figure out who they don't want to be. So I think there's she's vulnerable at this point, mm-hmm. and she's had her heart broken. She broke her heart, and I think she's just like, you know, I think she wants Lawrence back.
The whole phase has got to be hard with the social media era because everything's on social media.
But are people tweeting out hoeing right now, me? I'm on my hoe.
I do it's hard. There's no sneaking around anymore.
I do sometimes try to write, let's go out, and I put let's hoe out. You know, I send that to my friends. The G and the H are right next to each other. I've done it so many
times.
It's
a parade and slip. Yeah. Wow. I think that's what that is. But I don't know. I feel like there is a lot more. One, I think because of social media, I think people are more open about talking about their hoery. And then there's a lot of people blast people. Like, there's so much, there's so much, like, cruelty in terms of exposing people.
Exactly.
When it's like, you slept together. You guys made the decision to sleep with each other.
All right, we have more with Issa Rae when we come back. Issa Rae still in the building. Yee.
I love that the not trying to have to act like you're perfect and have everything together, that you have brought that really to the forefront. Because I feel like a lot of times for black women, we have to try to give off this image of, okay, I got everything together. We're holding it down.
You're far from perfect. You just bringing it to the forefront.
Nobody
twist her words. I was really feeling this.
Nobody's perfect. And it's okay to be awkward because I have all kinds of awkward situations and awkward
moments. She
said
she's awkward.
That's my whole life. So it is nice to feel like you can relate to somebody else that is successful and awkward.
And then Regina's awkward too. Regina's
mad.
That's what
I'm
saying about Regina's awkward.
She is. That's why I was drawn to her. I've been, you know, having a chance to work with her for a couple of years now, and she's just one of the most down-to-earth hilarious people.
She said she walked on a plane and saw you, and she said, what's up, bitch?
She did, and I didn't hear her. I had my headphones in, and then she had to and then she had to repeat it. I was like, oh, hey, girl, good to see you. She
you
was
never
like,
want to
I
say,
said,
what's up, bitch, twice. One time, just the same effect.
My goodness.
It did not have the same effect. But I thank you for saying that. Thank you for, like, always supporting the show, you guys. It's been so, so amazing. I meant to tell you last time I was here, and I was too shy to tell you, but I saw you at a strip club, and I was so impressed because you were like, you were dropping them ones.
She was
not working. Was I at the strip club? Yeah, it was my first Los Angeles strip club because I've been, or not first female strip club. It was in the Miami.
Ooh, that's
Flies was there that night.
Rico Love.
I don't know.
Were we at the Office or were we at Tootsie's?
I don't know
she
what
was
it was called.
Time to every
I don't
was
know.
Like
I forgot what it was called.
Or was it a
it
real
was
hoop?
Definitely not bougie.
Okay,
who was
the
you in there cheating on?
I was, first of all, I went there. Oh, someone else brought me there. I was just with a group of girls because it was somebody's birthday and she wanted to go to the strip club.
Were you throwing ones?
I was throwing 20s because I was an idiot.
What?
I was an idiot because I didn't have. I was very much. No, and then I was picking them back 20s? Up and then throwing it again because I was like, she didn't even see. Let me just make sure she sees it because this is $20.
And Issa, trust me, they seen it.
Did they? So they knew. And then I was going back to the ATM. I was just very impressed. I probably spent like $500 that night. It wasn't.
Wow. Why didn't you get changed? That's
and
a
you
good
know what?
If you get
that's
it
a
once.
Great question. I don't know why. I think I was also very drunk and it was like it was too much of a line to get change and I was like, also online.
You don't wait online to get change.
I did it wrong.
I'd have gave you a stack of ones to throw. You know,
you were busy.
So was,
and so was Plies, but it was just very. It was impressive.
Yeah, we had a lot of money.
Issa Rae, ladies and gentlemen. I got one more question. Do you think cheating is ever justifiable?
No, I don't think so. I think you just you have to communicate with your partner at all costs. I think like it's unfair to not tell your partner, like, hey, I'm about to be out in the streets, or I want to end this relationship with you. So, no, it's never justifiable.
I heard that if you cheat and the person doesn't find out, you shouldn't tell them.
I mean,
If they're not, because some people do it to, like, ease
I've heard
their
that
conscience,
too.
And they say that all it does, yeah, they say it's selfish. They say if you cheated and you're not going to get caught, don't tell, because all it does is make the other person feel terrible and ease your own guilt. That's what
I mean. I always ask if people want to know, like, you know, like, do men, I feel like men don't want to know for the most part. They just want to exist and know that this relationship is perfect.
So, I don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
Do you want to know?
Do I want to know? I always want to know. I want to know everything. Like, really? I feel like I'm turned on by honesty. I love knowing everything that, you know, is happening up front. Your thoughts, your feelings, what you don't like about the relationship. Like, that's, I like that. I thrive off of communication.
Isn't that too much?
You hear that, like, Mystery Bae? All you got to do, if you get caught cheating, just tell the truth.
Just tell her the truth.
All right, Mystery
Bae?
Girl,
I cheated. She was so good.
Just let Issa know. It's all good.
He was so wet.
All right. Not on that.
All right. Issa Rae, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks,
guys. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The world's most dangerous morning show. Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
Devontae, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Who are you trying to shoot your shot with, Devontae?
This girl, Latavia. She works at the pharmacy I go to.
All right, now
you got to go there to pick up your Valtrex every now and then?
Or maybe, you know, fix an STD problem?
Because I'm letting you know, if you got to pick up your Valtrex, I don't think this is a good idea to shoot your shot if she knows what she's giving you.
Nah, she just dope, man. I don't even have a prescription there. I just go there once a week to get, like, a pack of gum or something.
And then you go to the pharmacy register just to go see her?
Yeah.
She definitely thinks you have an STD and too scared to get the prescription, bro.
I don't know. I'm scared to shoot my shot. I was hoping y'all could help me.
Why are you scared
Have you ever had a conversation?
Yeah, you know, I get the gum, ask her how her day is doing, what's going on. She's going to this or that concert. Nothing too heavy, though.
Now, question. Do you put the gum in your mouth before you talk to her?
You know, I usually get a piece and offer her one.
Because if you're talking to her before you put the gum in your mouth, that's probably why she's not interested, because your breath is clearly funky.
No, it's like half and half. Half with gum, half without gum.
Okay.
All right, well, let's get right into it. I mean, they've only had some brief conversations. All he does is see her when he buys some gum, so I'll be interested to see if she's noticed you. Right. Does she say hi when you walk in?
Oh, yeah, she's very friendly.
Okay.
It's got to be a reason that you haven't shot your shot yet other than just nerves.
Maybe he's scared. Maybe he got a small wee-wee. I don't know.
Damn. Well, I'm sure she could write him a prescription
just nerves.
For something.
Okay. All right, well, let's
Maybe you need some Xannies then for anxiety.
I don't have a prescription for it. You know where I could get some?
All right.
The girl, once you shoot your shot.
Hold on. When we come back, we're going to call Latavia. That's her name, right?
Latavia?
Yeah.
Latavia. All right, don't move, right?
Okay.
We'll call Latavia when we come back. So don't move. It's morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Devontae on the line. Now, Devontae, go ahead. Shoot your shot, man. Make that phone call.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Latavia?
Who's this?
Devontae from the pharmacy.
Devontae from the pharmacy? How'd you get my number?
You gave it to me, remember?
No, I don't remember. I never gave you my... Wait, please don't say... What do you want?
Well, you didn't actually give me your number. You actually gave me your name, and then I searched Facebook, and your number came up.
Jesus Christ.
You gotta stop. You did not tell us this part. I'm sorry. We're from the...
Hello?
Yes. Hey, what's DJ MV Angela Yee Charlamagne from the Breakfast Club, mama?
Yeah, we're doing
What the hell is going on?
We thought that you gave him your number, and so he was calling to shoot his shot because he has a crush on you. He said he comes in there all the time to buy gum.
Oh my God. The dude that buys gum. I don't even put his change in his hand. Like, I put it on the... Wow. Oh my God. He is the creepiest. Why is he calling me? I don't understand why he's calling me.
He's still on the phone. He can hear you.
He can hear you. He's here.
Oh my God. Like, at this point, I don't even care because you talking about you looked up my number on Facebook?
That's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
That's like American Psycho shit. No, it's not really,
because Facebook does provide this kind of information, but I do think I wish we would have asked him, you know, did he get your number beforehand?
But yeah.
But wait, why is he calling me? I'm not understanding.
He wants to have sex with you.
No, no, he wants to take you out on a date. He wants to take you out on a date.
Why would I go out? 5 billion people on the planet, and you think I would go out with this dude?
Devontae, speak.
No, 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 no.
Devontae, speak.
You have the name of a member of Jodeci.
You know, I just want to take you out on a date and then have sex with you.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Hey, wow. He keeping it 100, though, okay?
No. Well, let me keep it 100. Devontae has adult acne. I can't even get past that. So we're not even doing it like that. No. Are you kidding me?
All right, Devontae.
Trying to figure me out. No. Devontae, please. And let me tell you, I'm giving out medicine for diabetes, for HIV, for cancer, and this coming every day buying gum. Do you know how creepy that shit is?
Okay.
Nah.
Listen, first of all, why don't you prescribe him something for his adult acne? Should he go see a dermatologist? No. I have a great one. Her name is Dr. Natasha Sandy.
I can't believe he is.
Any last words, Devontae?
I mean, I don't know why she's being like that. I always offer a piece of gum when I come in.
And that's creepy.
I don't think you should tell. I don't think you should tell a guy like this any last words.
So it can't be that creepy, and you chew it.
Devontae.
And I chew it, really? Okay.
All right, that's enough.
You chew it all nice and slow, flirting with me. You know you love me, girl.
Yeah, why are you taking the gun from him? Why are you leading him on by taking the gun from him? If you,
I've never taken gun from him. I've never taken gun from him. He's a liar.
Latavia?
Oh, my God.
I have a video. I Snapchat it.
Latavia?
What? Yeah.
Next time he comes in there, I will call the police, man. He's creepy as hell.
Yeah, Natavia, you might need to get a restraining order against Devontae.
No,
I'm not.
We didn't know. I'm sorry.
We didn't know.
Hey, Devontae, your mother or father was clearly a Jodeci fan, okay, because they named you Devontae. Are you familiar with Devontae Swing from Jodeci?
Okay. Yeah, he did a Juicy Fruit commercial back in the day, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know anything about
that.
I don't know anything about
that.
Latavia, I'm sorry.
All right, we got to go. We got things to do.
I'm sorry.
Devontae, have a blessed day. Stop stalking women, okay?
All right, I'll see you Friday. I'll see you next week, girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. I'm a little
Latavia,
concerned.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. Jeez, all right. Shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up.
We have Nyla on the line. Nyla, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what's going on? Who do you want to shoot your shot with?
All right. So I met this guy, Sean, at my brother's graduation. Mm-hmm. And we were talking the whole night. We were really chopping it up. He seemed like my dream guy. But
why? Because he got an education?
No, he was just like sweet and funny. He just seemed like, I don't know, the conversation was just unusual. Like, we're talking about like life and the world. He was just like really intellectual, and I don't know, I was just kind of blown away by
it. So what are you used to talking about with guys? Loving hip hop and, like, you know, what's the latest popping meme on Instagram?
Well, she had an immediate connection, so that's, you know, that's different. Sometimes you don't have those conversations till later on.
And honestly, I've been thinking about him since then. Like,
wow.
It was
sexy.
And
I didn't get asking for his number or anything because, you know, it's my brother's event. I didn't want to seem like, you know what I mean?
Thirsty.
Like,
you didn't at least give him your Instagram?
Right.
You didn't give him your Instagram at least?
Nothing.
Hit me on the DM.
So how are we going to call him?
Well, I just went into my brother's phone like, you know, whatever. Let me just get this guy's number and just try this out.
What?
Brother,
so
how
you
old
just
are you,
went
Nyla?
In his phone? You didn't even tell your brother?
I didn't tell him.
You should have asked your brother at least, like, yo, can you hit your friend and let him know, see if it's cool? What if he's got a girlfriend?
Me and my brother aren't cool like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't talk to him about that stuff.
Yeah, your brother not about to pass off his sister's poom poom to his friend. That's kind of weird.
Right.
All right. I think we should call him and see what happens, because this could go left or
this
could
go
right.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll call him. We'll give it a shot. What's his name again?
Sean.
All right, we'll call Sean when we come back and you get to shoot your shot. And we'll just be here for support.
What if you find out Sean really has a crush on your brother?
Well, I don't think he's gay or LGBTIA or any of that.
LGBTIA?
What does the A stand for?
What the hell?
Asexual?
I just guess. Initials. It's the
I thought
long
it was a Q in there. You know what? Never mind.
Yeah, I thought it was LGBTQ.
Or maybe I'm messing it up.
All right. All right, we'll call Sean when we come back as the Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot. We have Nala on the line. Now, Nala is calling Sean. Let's see how this works. Go ahead, Nala. Give him a ring.
Hello?
Hello, hi. Sean?
Yeah, who is?
Hi, Sean. This is Nala. We met at my brother Jamal's graduation last week.
Oh, okay. It was good.
I know this is really unusual, but I just I got your number from him, and I just wanted to hit you up and see, like, if you wanted to, you know, hang out or something sometime. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I thought you were really a nice guy.
Yeah, I remember you. Yeah, that's funny, though, because, like, I was there for, like, I'll keep it real. I was there for, like, free food and free drinks and what have you. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that I was going to have, like, feelings and meet some, like, someone like you, you know? So... We definitely had a good time. I'm glad you followed up, you know.
Yeah, I'm also motivated by free food and drinks, so I get it.
Free shrimp, that was dope. Free shrimp,
come on, Sean. All right, the Breakfast Club, you sounded real corny.
Sean, come on, free food and free drinks.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all sound black.
I got some free chicken and
can you get Nihilus some free food and free drinks now?
But I too would have been there for the free food and free drinks.
My goodness.
Hello?
Yo, what's up? Yo, what's going on, yo?
Oh, Sean, this is the Breakfast Club. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. How are you, sir?
We have a segment called Shoot Your Shot, and Nihilus wanted to shoot her shot.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, Nihilus just wanted a little extra support. You know what I'm saying?
Why am I on the radio?
What do you mean, why are you on the radio? We got a segment called Shoot Your Shot. She wanted to holler at you. It's like a love connection, you know what I mean?
Nah, I ain't trying to be on the radio right now.
Oh, you got a girl.
You got a girl. You married, Sean? Sean, you married? Sean.
So, Nihilus, what's up with this?
I just, like, they have this segment. I hear it all the time. It always works. So, I figured, you know, let me just hit them up.
I don't get it. Like, I thought you were trying to be real, but then you're trying to jump in.
He's married. He definitely married, man.
Sean, you married?
Sean, are you in a relationship or something?
He definitely in a relationship.
Sean, listen. It's no one's business right now about this.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, right now, I don't even know why I'm incorporated right now in this.
Oh, so what, you was drunk? You was high.
You got possessed.
Oh my God.
What you gonna tell your wife, Sean?
This didn't go so well.
It almost did.
All right. You know what, Nihilus? I don't know what's going on though, but it's not cool.
Hold on, Sean, let me ask you one question.
What do you want?
Just tell me if you're married or not.
I ain't gotta answer anything.
You what?
He said he is.
I ain't gotta answer anything.
You're not under arrest, Sean. Jesus Christ.
Yes, he is under arrest.
We don't know what it is. That's what I said. You don't know what the situation is. All right, so maybe.
My last name's not used here, right? No one used my last name?
You didn't tell us your last name.
What's your last name, Sean? Okay.
Sean, you should have hung up 40 seconds ago, Sean.
Sorry, Nala. I don't think it worked out the way you want it. Damn it, man.
That's what happens when you move off emotion and not strategy. Because as soon as I would have heard the Breakfast Club, I'd have just hung up.
And then my wife would have been like,
"Hey, you on the radio earlier today?" Nah.
Damn it.
Not me. I ain't listen to the radio
all
day.
Well, everything can't always work out, I guess.
I don't even listen to the radio no more. I got Tidal.
My goodness. All right. Well, that didn't work out well. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Dunk it of the day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Oh, boy. I got to get this off my chest. Donkey of the Day goes to Tariq St. Patrick. Let me tell you something. This is how I know Power is a great show, because I am emotionally invested in a lot of these characters. It's three people I want to see die on Power right now. In no particular order except number one, it's Tasha, Dre, and number one, Tariq St. Patrick.
Hold on.
What?
Why Tasha?
That's a whole nother story for another day. But she got to go.
She's a ride or die.
No, she is not.
This is fake, guys.
Not even close.
This is fake. Yes, she is.
No.
Now,
she has never turned her back on her husband.
What? What you? That's another. We'll talk about that.
Fake.
Now, I absolutely hate that little boy, Tariq. Privileged little Negro who doesn't have to do any of the things he is doing or done. Cutting school, drinking lean, setting people up to get robbed. Meanwhile, his parents are rich and he was a straight-A student. I hate Tariq's face. Last week, he got a woman shot and killed because he set her up to get robbed by a guy named Brains and some other guy. And they told his dumb ass, soon as we come in the house, you should leave. All right, just bounce. But Tariq bum ass doesn't leave and comes up the stairs. When he comes up the stairs, one of the guys is sexually assaulting the woman, and Tariq green ass yells out, Brains, tell him stop. Let's hear it.
Brains, tell him to stop. Please, I won't say anything.
Got her killed, Tariq. I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but if two people are wearing masks during an armed robbery, you should not yell out one of the person's names. So, of course, they had to kill the woman. Now, when they killed a woman, Tariq does what he does best, which is flee the scene. Out! Tariq's nickname should actually be Flea, because that's what he does best, flee the scene. But it's that scene which is causing me to give Tariq Donkey of the Day. See, the dirty cop, Ray Ray, you know, he's connected to all of this, so he meets up with Brains and the other guy, and he wants to kill Tariq, too, just to make sure there's nobody that can implicate him. So he ends up killing Brains and the other guy, and Tariq swears he's a G, so he promises not to tell. But listen to him on the phone talking to Ray Ray's cousin. Now, keep in mind, Ray Ray's cousin was Tariq's first piece of ass, so you know he open. Listen to this sucker.
Were you scared when you saw Brains shoot that lady?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm f***ing.
Why are you lying?
Yo, listen, I only called because I thought you was going to bring me some lean. You going to come or not?
I'm supposed to be a girl, so you're supposed to tell me things? But if not, I got to go.
No, I ain't catch the body. You know I wasn't scared when Brains did that shit. None of that scares me.
I want to hear more, but I got to jump. I'll catch you at the spot.
You bitched out for a bitch.
Mm-mm-mm. You bitched out for a bitch. You confessed to a whole murder for some ass and some lean? On the phone confessing to a murder because his first piece of poom poom got him gassed up? How green is Tariq?
Dumb is he.
Is he Green Lantern green? Green Goblin green? Green light means gold green? Is he Sophie green? Jolly green, giant green, the green around Soulja Boy's neck for wearing fake jewelry green? Like, bruh. Now, to make a long story longer, Ray Ray the crooked cop pulls up on Tariq at their school dance to kill him. This is after pulling up on Tariq at his school, but he wasn't there, but they let him talk to Tariq's sister, Renee. Raina tells Tariq that Ray Ray came looking for him, and Tariq tells Raina not to say anything, and Raina, being the loyal sister she is, didn't say anything, but it ultimately cost her, because when Ray Ray pulled up on Tariq at the school, and Tariq does what he does best, flee the damn scene, Raina decides to come outside, following her brother, being all protective, and this happens.
She the realest one.
Find your principal.
I know who you are, Ray Ray. You need to leave my brother alone.
Raina is dead, ladies and gentlemen.
No!
If you're not following me, Tariq got his sister killed. Yes, his sister Raina is dead, ladies and gentlemen. Ghost and Tasha's oldest daughter. Now, Tariq is getting donkey of the day. Because what pissed me off about this scene after I watched it again was Tariq. Tariq. First of all, Tariq looks like the baby from that old show, Dinosaurs. He looks just like him in the face. And when Brains and that other guy was in the house, and Tariq came upstairs, he saw this random woman he didn't know about to be sexually assaulted, and he lost it. He got upset and screamed. But when it comes to your sister, your flesh and blood, you sit there and watch a man who just tried to kill you confront your sister, and you just hide? You don't yell. You don't scream.
You don't jump up and try to butt him.
Nothing. You don't whistle. Why you didn't hop out and say, Ray Ray, stop? Tariq, I don't even know you, and I hate you. You are a stan, a fake, a phony, a fan, a complete wankster. And because you want to run the streets when you don't have to, Raina is dead. Please give Tariq St. Patrick the biggest hee-haw, please.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. You might know him from Wildin' Out. He has a new show on MTV. Well, they actually bringing the show back. He's on TRL.
Yeah.
DC, yo.
Uh-oh. Hey, congrats on getting the TRL gig, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. This seat hot, man. There's a lot of stuff going on
in here.
It's a hot seat. I need a pillow.
So you better be careful.
I'm scared.
You the host of TRL.
I'm telling you. Oh, my bad. You always give me.
You always hit you a gum.
I was in the office with one of the execs at MTV, and they was telling me they want to bring TRL back, and they gonna get DC to host. And I said, that's dope.
You knew?
I said, I've been new. But I said, can DC read teleprompter, though?
Yeah, I can read.
I ain't saying because you can read.
Why would you assume that he can't read?
That's the same thing. Reading a teleprompter is reading.
Why would he be able to read but can't read a teleprompter?
But you know, it's like a test. You know, like the end of the movie, you always try to read the names. Forget it. You know, because it's moving too fast. But no, I make the words bigger enough. I'm like, hey, you need that little bit bigger.
Because the reason was when DC first started on TV, like when I had you on Uncommon Sense, I can understand you because I'm from the South.
Yeah.
But a lot of the execs was like, what he's saying? What he's saying?
I had to learn how to be articulate. You know,
Have to take speech therapy classes.
No, I just when I read more, you know what I'm saying. You kind of like sound words out that you don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It make you be articulate. You know, so I had to just learn how to just start talking because I'm so Southern. I can tell when I come up here. Like I don't say seven, I say Sam.
There you go.
11 o'clock.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
You know
o'clock.
What I'm saying? I'm going to call the street.
There you go.
No, I put a K. Yeah, there I put a K. I'm going to street.
Are y'all about to start doing your patois together?
We don't play. That's
like
the Ambulance.
Go to the strip club.
The Ambulance. The one that's going to save your ass when you need to go to the hospital. The Ambulance.
Yeah.
You know exactly what he's talking about.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know.
Ambulance.
What?
So now on screen I'd be like the ambulance. That hurts. It hurts.
Are they trying to make you tone it down?
It ain't really trying to make me tone it down, man. We got a lot of cool co-hosts, you know what I'm saying? So you know
Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence a fool, man. Shout out to everybody who on TRL, man. So, you know, I bring my certain energy, you know, and everybody else bring they power skills to the table. So we're gonna make this. We gonna turn it up. There's a lot of people that there's room for it, and there's a lot of people like, you need this. Guess what, man? We made them bring it out the dead for a reason, man.
So what about the crossover folks? You familiar with all the pop and rhythmic music and all that stuff too?
I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm learning. Every time we get somebody, I'm like, who? Okay. I'm learning. I like this show. I get to learn a lot.
That's all.
I like it. Opening your eyes to new things.
There you go.
Yeah.
Different genres. A lot of
stuff. Now we can get married because I'm grown.
Oh, and congratulations on the baby.
See what I'm saying? Appreciate you.
She brought you right back.
She put me right back in. Oh, Lord.
How's your mama?
They always. Everything good.
The wild out girl. How is she?
Nah, everything good. You know what I'm saying? It's a blessing, man. You know, my beautiful baby, she's crazy.
How has fatherhood changed you?
It made me like certain stuff I don't like to do no more. Like, I don't really like going to the club like that. I don't really like hanging out paying eight.
Past 8?
Y'all done got lame. Like, as soon as it get like 8:15, I'm like, all right, y'all, I'm finna go to the store.
There you go.
Go home, man.
There you go.
Yeah, man. But, you know, she keep me grounded. Her little crazy sisters. I got to be here to make sure she don't mess with a dude like me.
What was it like? Were you there when she was giving birth?
Oh, man, let me tell y'all this story, right? So she was getting born, and my girl was shitting on herself.
That's normal, but
it's coming out though. Like it was more shit in the baby, so I'm like, hey, you pushing the wrong hole, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But when my baby came out, her head was deformed.
No, she had Zika.
Nah, she had no disease, but you know, the head was the hardest part for it to come out.
Coming out the vagina, sometimes the head is not, it's like a little...
It's like a little smush. So when she came out, I was like, oh, man, I done got a slow-ass baby.
All the people you done teased.
I'm like,
you thought it came back around.
I asked the doctor, I said, please, man, my baby got a cone head. Please, do you know who I am? I need this baby head to start growing. Can we take her head off another baby head and put her, please? And she was like, no, that's normal. I'm like, baby.
Then they shape it.
I was over there pushing her head like, baby, you need to do this. Came out, you know what I'm saying? Her head came out crazy, so she got a good head. She's just still bald head, though, man.
How old is she?
She going on 9 months.
Well, look at you, and you still got a nice hairline.
It takes some time.
Yeah,
you're
but
the
still.
Only one out of the guys in the room with a hairline.
They old. Right?
Yeah, we old. You're right.
But there be guys your age whose hairlines be back here, too.
Yeah, but I got red blood.
You seen Safari one?
Oh, man, let me tell you, Safari, you my homeboy. Cut your hair, man. Please, stop using the Beijing, man. He like, please.
He took the eyeline pencil and drew his hair.
Man, he got the Beijing right here. I can see it. Did his hair. Just cut bald head, please. Just go bald.
You keeping the family together? You and the mom together? No?
Yeah, man. I brought them down to me, man. You know, so I had to make sure, you know what I'm saying? I see my child every time I go home. You know, I don't play.
Have you moved to New York yet? TRL's in New York.
Yeah,
man.
I'm here. So we here. You live I'm now. Up here. Yeah, I'm a New Yorker. Ah.
You hate it? You don't like it?
Man, I'm too southern for this, man.
Yeah, you'll get used to it. I felt the same way when I moved.
So what's different about being here in New York that you notice is so different from being in the South?
Y'all rude.
That's a fact.
Definitely rude.
Y'all, and we're always in a rush.
Y'all, I had to stop somebody the other day because he bumped me so hard. I followed him across the street and said, hey, I need that excuse me, big dog. I need that excuse me, but you like the 30th person that done hit me today. I need my excuse me.
Did he say excuse me?
Yes, he did.
But you
in A-Rap. You like, huh? I'm like, all right, that's good enough. But I like the New York women, though. They're aggressive, like, the way they be, like, chumping dudes up. I be like, ooh, I ain't shit. I like that.
you been getting some New York?
I mean, you know.
He's in a relationship, just had a baby.
He want to say
guys.
So bad.
Nah, man, you know, well, one thing about me, I take care of home, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm a real one first. You know what I'm saying? Family come first. Like, hey, baby, you can't respect that. You got to be quiet while I'm on FaceTime with my family. Then you got to get up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
But they, I mean, listen. They know you young. You having a good time.
Our dudes got to cheat.
This guy's crazy.
But they respect it. You know what I'm saying?
They respect it.
They respect it.
All right, we got more with DC Young Fly when we come back. We got to talk wilding out a little bit. Also, him getting stabbed and him going on tour. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have DC Young Fly in the building. Yee.
All right, now let's talk about Kevin Hart because you're going to be on his platform.
That's my dude.
Yeah, so what is it that you have going on? I know you guys have partnered up.
We got the, I'm on a couple of things with Kevin Hart. You know, he got the platform, but my boy King Batch had done wrote the little, some skits on there, and they done made them like a series, like mm-hmm. a little webisode. It's like some Walking Dead, but like they actually be human. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing a couple of episodes on that, so be looking out for that. I don't even know where it's going to be out at.
Yeah. Is it a TV show?
They keep saying like his LOL is coming.
It's
I'm like where is it coming?
It's a streaming service that he has.
But what is it? Is it like Netflix? All they told me was come do this and come get my check. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. I didn't know where we're going to be at. They could email me to web. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know what's going on, but wherever it's at, go get it.
Well, how you like wilding out?
Man, wilding out crazy. That's like home.
You know who I would love to see go back and forth? You and Jesse.
Oh, me and Jesse. Man,
you
me
and Jesse
see,
hilarious.
Me and Jesse hilarious. That's like my cousin with her little ugly ass, big nose ass. But no, that's her nose look just like this microphone. But no, man, that's the role, dog, man. I'm just proud that she was on the show, man. Just seeing like all like the social medias, people coming together and just turning up. Cause I had to tell her, I said, look, we social media people. I don't know, they just call us that. So when we get on these platforms, we got to show up. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. they always be like, they can't do this on the stage. They can't do this in real life. They just on the phone. I'm like, all right, that cool. But when you get the opportunity, shut them up. And when you shut them up, they're going to be like, man, I always knew you could do that. No, you didn't. You got to make them believe us.
I saw them break into all your cars this week
in
the hood, man.
Yeah, man, broke into my car. Yeah, he hit me up. He said, man, look. Don't be in the hood. I said, look, I don't stay in the hood. My cars were just in the hood. They were just in the hood. Yeah, they broke them all three, but
All three?
And they know them my car. But the only thing is, they stole some Timbs and a radio. Ha ha, I used to steal in cars. I used to break in cars. Like, you think I'm going to leave something in my car? You fool. Ha ha, you didn't get nothing. Ha ha.
Why do you think they did that? Just hate? Or they knew them
because they thought it was going to be something else. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You know. It's you never know when you break. Well, you never know. You break to a car. People don't have a bank account.
Yeah, you're right.
It'd be a whole trunk full of clothes. Man, I'm taking all that.
What's the best lick you ever got when you broke in a car back in the day?
Ooh, like some pistols. Mm-hmm. Man, it was like my rob. Like I used to rob, but it used to be like for petty stuff. I said, man, I'd be like, man, I'm a hustler, man. Give me the weed, man. That's what I do. Like, I mean, I robbed for $20.
For $20?
Man, at boy, gunpoint?
Man, I thought he had more than that. I'm getting to me. Willie. He had it in his sock, too. I said, ooh, jackpot.
$20.
You hiding $20? Who is you hiding $20 from?
Why you robbed him, though? What, you thought he had money?
Man, he looked like he had money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Little jewelry stuff, like all that. I was like, okay. I was like, but when I say he only had $20, man, I said, man, please go on, man.
Did he get back his 20?
Did I give him back his 20? Yeah. No, I still had it like this. And I was like, go on, man, go on. This little funky 20.
What about anybody you ever robbed now see you and be like, oh, that's DC Young Fly?
You got a tattoo right here.
You gotta be masked up, man. What's wrong with y'all? My city's small. If you rob somebody bad face, you gotta do something extra.
Oh, you masked up.
Yeah, you gotta be masked up.
You got to. You got to kill him, is what you
said. Yeah.
How long did your life of crime last?
Whew. Until I got stabbed up.
You got stabbed?
Yeah, I got into a street brawl in 2013. Got stabbed up 4 times right here. Got stabbed up right here. Got stabbed twice right here. Got stabbed in the back. Got hit in the head with a pole.
By one person?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, and I was like, it was like a brawl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like a little street brawl. So I don't know who stabbed me. I was just fighting. Before you know it, I was like, ooh, but these swings getting a little slow, goddamn.
You lose
a lot of blood. Lose a lot of blood. God damn. I'm getting beat up, y'all. This ain't going how we play. But yeah, man, that kind of like changed my life in the whole 2013 situation. So, you know, so.
That's when you started doing comedy, or?
Mm-hmm. That was, if you go, I think we said this on the first Brother Club. Like, I got stabbed up in 2013. Then after that, I started doing the vines later on that year, and then just kept going.
I don't remember you telling us you got stabbed up.
No, I remember that even.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that would happen.
Now, you never took acting classes or nothing, right?
Yes, I did. Took a couple.
Okay.
I still do, man. Down there, Dwayne Boyd, down there in Atlanta. I still take some acting classes, man. You know, you got to be, one thing is always room for improvement. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
Like, I always tell people, the more and more that I keep going, you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed. I'm humble. I just take it and I keep going. You know, so I learn from all my experiences. But you got some people, they be like, boy, you doing your thing. Boy, you on. I'm like, nah, man, I ain't tripping. I'm like, I don't brag, man. I just let people brag for me.
Right.
Now, you went on tour. Now, how was that, going on tour? Because everybody expected you, your first one that you went on.
You went on with Chris Brown, too, but you did your own.
Now, not the one Chris Brown, before that, when you went on your own tour.
Oh, talking about with the comedy?
Yeah, and people expected you to fail because they were like, they don't know how it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
How was that tour?
It was good, man. It was fun because, like, now we done reached August. I've been doing stand-up since 2014, so I've been doing it for 3 years.
Were you nervous, your first stand-up tour?
Yeah, not really nervous. It's just everybody, even the OGs in the game, it's just butterflies before you go on stage because everybody just want to perform well. Because we all know what our peak is when we get on stage, and when we feeling it, we can feel it. It's just like everything we say be funny because it's just on stage, we feeling the moment. The crowd loving us. Everything just coming out of our mouth just be on point. So, you know what I'm saying?
Best case scenario.
Yeah, the best case scenario. Woo! Why?
You bomb yet?
Yeah, I done bombed before.
Okay.
Yeah, I had people not listen. Straight up.
That's the worst when people are just talking and you.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I'll never forget. I had a.
What city was it in?
I had a. In my own city. But this another one. I had a show in. I ain't really bombed. I just had a show with Keisha Cole. What's up, Keisha? So I get on stage. I'm doing my thing. I'm talking about it was a gangster front row. He like, shut up. Nobody want to hear that.
Whoa.
I said, who the hell you talking to? But do you know why I would roast your one tooth having that? Like, and he was like, I want to see Keisha. I said, you want to see Keisha out of all people? He like, yeah, man, I want to hear all that funny ass shit. I came to see Keisha. I said, well, shit, when she come out, you better sing every word. Man, I be damn. When she came out, he was in the front row. Love. I was like, man, never again will I perform with another artist. I was like, oh, it got to be straight comedy.
All right, we're still kicking it with DC Young Fly, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we have DC Young Fly in the building. Now, how was going on tour with Chris Brown? I seen you on a couple of dates.
Hey, man, that boy a goat.
Talent-wise, he's a goat.
And the way that he can dance and sing, and then even with his background dancers, it's like,
I had the first CD. I had the first CD when he had on the yellow shirt when he was in the Wonder. Mm-hmm. Like this. So I've been a fan. And it was just, when I actually like seen him perform, I was like, man, this, every show was like new.
If Chris hadn't put them speed knots, if he hadn't put them speed knots on Rihanna's forehead, he'd be on Beyonce.
Man, y'all can't say that, man.
That would have been. That's what it was.
You don't know what happened in the car.
We saw the pictures.
We saw the documentary. He talked about it in his documentary.
He'd have been on Beyonce. I ain't seen it.
Yeah, a lot of people say. But get what, though? You can't judge a man until you actually seen him, like, in action, like what he was put here on earth to do.
You ever asked him to teach you how to dance and do things?
No, I know how to dance myself.
Better Chris Brown?
Man, I ain't going to tell you. I got a surprise.
Uh-oh.
What you mean you got a surprise?
I just got a surprise. Show I'm an entertainer.
Show us a little move
no,
right now.
No, man. I got a surprise for the world. ain't you ain't going to be seeing me dancing on BT. None of that. Ain't none of that.
You ain't going to be shucking the jive.
I just entertain the people, man. So I got something coming
That'd
up for
you. That'd be hype if you introduced step? Chris Brown and then you was one of his background dancers.
I'm telling you, listen, when that man dance all day, man, the boy dance all day, on and off stage, even after the show, he just... dance. I'm like, boy, you the GOAT.
What do you think about R. Kelly's sex cult?
I don't know what's going on in the house, but you know, you know how that go. Hey, man, don't.
How does that go?
Look, I'm gonna pay you to come stay with me. Stop what you're doing. Like, when you got money, that you know, the conversation be different. You ain't got to beg no more.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, hey, man, you know how you be like, let's go out to eat. Let's go catch a movie. Nah, man, huh? Take these 20, come stay with me for a month.
But you know, he got such a history of a sexual predator. That's why.
It ain't really a sex. People forgot that he was on Showtime the Apollo with a sign that say, 18 and up.
Lying his ass off.
Saying. He was like, if your daughter is like this.
He was out there with public announcement. I remember that.
All in full face. All on Apollo. And it was lit. And they were just screaming, ah, do me, R. Kelly. So.
You ever seen his sex
y'all
tape?
Ready? I ain't never seen it, man.
The young girl was underage, so you can't look at it.
How old was she?
13.
But then they said
13, 14.
But then they say she lied and said she was 18.
We don't know what happened, and we don't even know.
I don't know, but that's what they were. They said that she lied. But have you ever seen, like, now I'm getting older. You got to think about it. Next year, can you believe babies that were born in 2000 going to be grown?
Legal age.
So you can't even say, man, I just hit a little girl. Like, what year she born? Think of 2000? That sounds crazy. So the older I get.
So imagine you at 23 and R. Kelly at 50. He shouldn't be nowhere near a girl that age.
Ooh, that's 23?
No, that's 17.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but 18 is over with. It's over with. If she could go buy you a swisher out the store, hey.
But you don't feel weird about it now, you know, having a daughter and everything.
No, man, you can't stop that. You can't stop that.
If you see a 50-year-old man around your 18-year-old
man,
I'm going
to be like, hey, baby, when he go to sleep, go check everything. Wallets, all that. Call your daddy. I'll come take off the wall, all that. I'm with it.
No, you're not.
Man, all right.
You say that now.
You gonna shoot at him.
All right. Long as he don't put a hand on it. But she gonna know how to fight anyway, so I ain't saying that.
Boozy's brother stole $300,000 from his bank account.
Allegedly.
We had a debate this week. Would you press charges on him?
I don't do that. I don't play police game.
See?
That's one thing.
You damn right I'm calling the police.
Listen to me. Sometimes it's not about police games. You got to jump over the police and go straight to the law. Now, we can go to court. I'll sue you, get my money back. I ain't going to call the police and get you locked up, none of that. No, we don't do that. But I'll sue you.
But you got to press charges to get your money back.
It ain't really no press charges. It's a sue.
No, you can't do that. You have to press charges against the person to get your money back.
Well, I will press charges, but I don't want them locked up.
You can't make that decision.
That's the state.
You can't press charge. Like, I want to press charge, but you can't.
But look, this we got alternate suggestions.
Okay, go ahead.
Where's my money? Or you know, you've been around me all my life. That's the thing. I hate when people. Who really know somebody and you still try, you know what I'm saying? Like, you still try him on a low ball of disrespect. Like, I can understand if he ain't know me. Like, he don't know me. He don't know what I'm capable of. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know me.
That's your brother.
Why would you do this? But I hate it when it be, like, family situation. They be like, bro, this. And then it be people that you really look out for. Like, you will spend your last on. Like, that's why I be so hard on my own. Like, I be like, no. If you're not bettering yourself, I'm not giving you nothing. That's just straight up. I'm not giving you no money to sell no dope, no none of that. No. You businessman. If you a businessman, I'm rocking with you. You still on that other? Where it is? I'll leave you right there.
How do your street dudes feel like about your success? Are they allowing you to grow?
They don't allow them. I allow myself to grow.
Where?
I mean, if I don't feel right, I remove myself from the situation. I'm 25.
There you go.
I don't need no friends. Look, I'm comfortable. Cause when I was broke, I had the same friends I had now.
There you go.
Now they just the other people coming around. Like, no. I'm grown. I know exactly what I need to do. Like I said, I don't go to the club because I know. Like, what if it pop off, but I get hit with the bullet? Man, I wasn't supposed to be there, bro.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we would love to hear a monologue before you go.
That was a little boy. He was 14. He seen a lot of stuff in his life. He always wanted to be prosperous. He always wanted to be successful. But it was just one thing that was stopping him. What was it? He didn't know. He always wanted to know. He looked around. He watched others be happy. He never once hated. He never once got discouraged. He stayed to himself. And then he turned the f*** up. Who is that guy? D.C. Young.
There you go. D.C. Young motherfucker.
Hey, my mom finna cry for a minute. He was like, you know what? That's him.
You could hear a pin drop during that monologue.
Listen, we proud of you, man.
I appreciate it, man.
We watched you come up from the gram.
Absolutely.
You in movies. You on hosting TRL.
We finna keep going, man.
I told you the other day, you and Cardi B like the success story.
I love Cardi
so
B, man.
I love Cardi B, man.
I watch her, man. That for you, Cardi B. Every time I see her do her thing, hey, man, I'm proud of her, man. For real. Black people, we need to love each other, man. Every time somebody something, congratulate them, man.
Yes,
stop hating. We got so much hate going on. Peep the good and just keep moving, man.
Cardi B got a hit record before you, though.
Man, Cardi B got a hit. She got a hit.
Yeah, this is the Breakfast Club. It's DC Young Fly.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's like my fourth interview up here, man. I feel very special.
There you go.
There you go.
Very special.